Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday. Happy blazing Monday. We are blazing down here at The Ticket, 1040 O Street. We're Old School, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP, live in effect. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredient Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th in Yankee Hill, 168th in Maple, up there in the Metro. We got about 10 minutes before we take our first break. We'll just dive right into this, DP, before we get into... we got a list. We know we love the college football coaches entering year two who have the defining campaign. So that's who's, you know, got to step up, who's got to save their job, so forth and so on. Then we got Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Washington, among the teams that have to rely on luck. And my question is, do you want to be a team that is a one-year wonder, kind of what you would be relying on luck? Or do you want to systematically build you a winner over time? But more importantly, DP, right off the rip, a guy that when Wisconsin recruited me, I think he was the receiver coach. I know he was on the staff and actually became good friends with him. One thing I'll say about Jay Norvell, when I was getting into scouting and thinking about getting into coaching, anytime I reached out to him on, I think it might have been on when Facebook first started getting popular or whatever, I kind of stalked him. He always returned messages. Good dude. Coached here at Nebraska for a while as well, which was good because always he's got that Husker blood. And then he must have fell and hit his head. He was coaching down in Oklahoma. But I wanted to ask you, DP. Jay Norvell pretty much came with dollar figures and teams that were trying to pluck his two, you know, his quarterback and receiver. I wanted to ask you, is it? How do you, what's your take on it, right? You know, it's one thing to say, hey, look, so-and-so is trying to get DP out of the portal, blah, blah, blah. Now, the portal is free game because the portal works both ways, right? Because players will reach out to Derek Pearson, who recruited him, and now you're at Virginia, and now you're at, you know, say, Miami or whatever. But Jay Norvell says essentially put, was it Kansas State and another school on blast, and dollar figures, $600,000, and another one was, maybe even more than that, probably for the quarterback. Do you think that was bad business? Because there's a unwritten rule in between coaches that you don't, you know what I'm saying? Do you think it was bad business or was just the coach just, you know what, just being brutally honest?
Okay, so the working rule in my professional career is you do not have permission to ask me to lie for you.
Right.
Like, that's the working rule.
Right.
That's the ideal, the perfectionist thinking. That if you're making me offer, and I'll say this, like, I'm being recruited right now.
Right.
By universities that want the playbook for how what we're doing at the Ticket so they can use it for NIL in their capacity. And I know they're sharing information. And in confidence, some people will say in negotiation, this is in confidence. Okay, that's a different deal.
Right.
But if you haven't told me that a thing is in confidence, and I'm assuming why you're sharing information is so that it is made available to other people.
Right.
That you're proud of it.
Right.
Hey, we pay better than everybody else. We do more for you than everybody else. And we now know that with NIL and transfer portal, that that number, if not disclosed as confidential, is going to be shared.
Right.
Hey, man, Georgia's going to offer me $500,000.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Yeah. I mean, what was the Wisconsin coach said? Hey, I can't be mad at Chucky Hepburn because he got three times what we could give him.
Like to say it, right? That this is how we're doing business. And to be okay with saying, listen, if you can go to another radio station and make, you know, three times the money I'm paying you, and that's your priority,
right?
Then your priority is not doing ticket business.
Yeah.
Okay. You just told me everything.
Right.
So be open, be honest, communicate, and move on.
Yeah.
If I can tell you that there is a university that offered me a lot of money to come work for them.
Right.
I'm not going to put them on blast, but if somebody asked me specifically about that university and the university hasn't told me not to tell Jay Foreman why I'm making the decision that affects Jay Foreman and Austin Orman, right? Like, y'all deserve to know. You don't want to hear from somebody else that Joe's university offered me $500,000 to do this thing when it's going to affect you. Yeah. You don't want to hear from somebody else.
Yeah, you don't want to get it on the internet, right? Hey, where you going?
Like, Jay, yeah. What? Wait a minute, bro. What are we doing? So, yeah, I mean, just have open conversations. Disclose exactly what we're doing. Are you negotiating or are you planting seeds?
Yeah,
and there's a difference. Are you trying to be with us and the numbers just aren't right? Because you could say that and nobody's ever offended.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just the numbers were better over here.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's a touchy subject because all those coaches know each other. They all go to the coaches, you know, the AFCA coaches convention. They'll run into each other. You know, I don't even think it's tampering. It's just kind of, hey, Kansas State offered so-and-so. And it is weird because Kansas State has a pretty good quarterback. When they offered, obviously, they wanted to upgrade and get a veteran. And they both are young. I think they both are freshmen. Correct me if I'm wrong, Austin, right?
Yeah, Fowler Nicolosi, was a redshirt freshman last year, and had that coming out party against Colorado.
And then the guy that played in the bowl game was a true freshman, four-star recruit for Kansas State,
yeah,
right?
Avery Johnson.
Yeah, and he was pretty good, you know, trying to accumulate, you know, quarterbacks. But, if I'm Avery Johnson, I'm going in there. I said, I need to get an upgrade, brother. You know, but I think it's one of those things that it's an unwritten rule. Jay Norvell is even, you know, he's kind of ran into some trouble. You know, he's talking about, you know, Deion wearing glasses. I think it's, you know,
it's marketing and selling.
Yeah,
like he's pitching.
Yeah,
like and again, we know we're smart enough to know whether somebody's pitching from good intention,
yeah,
or not. Right. That listen, if you're gonna go the Ric Flair route and be the bad guy because it gets you clicks and more attention, so you can say, hey, listen, look how far I can take your word.
Yeah.
Or you can be the good guy and say, you know what? Quite frankly, the people that follow me can trust what I say.
Yeah. I mean, it's a catch-22. Only people know is who's doing it and then who's receiving it and receiving the message. And the one thing Jay Norvell is doing is, you know, the whole thing with Colorado last year, it's somewhat making Colorado State more relevant. He has two NFL players over there. The receiver is going to be a first-round pick. If not, he's going to be a second-round. He's legit. Quarterback seems like he's pretty good. Now he's protecting, you know, his assets. Let's be honest. You know, he'd like to keep him in there. So he's definitely pitching his program, and he's doing it in a different way, whereas people view Deion as more boisterous, right? I mean, that's just who he's always been. So he ain't changing. Whereas Jay Norvell is kind of, you know, taking the opposite. It's kind of like the DP to wrestling. You got the Hulk Hogan, and then you have the heel, which would have been, say, the Iron Sheik. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly who they are,
yeah,
right? Where Hulk Hogan, huh, is Deion, and their rival is the Iron Sheik, which is Colorado State. And that's how they tried to play. They tried to go the extra mile, hit you after the play, so forth and so on. And then now he's trying to be like Trent Dilfer, trying to, you know, batten down his hatches. I just wonder how that's going to be received if you run into the Kansas State coach. Now, the Kansas State coach would say, look, man, I didn't know that's our NIL department. I don't know how fast you want to do that, because you end up like Florida and people start losing their jobs. I just think it was a little interesting that he, one, usually coaches say DP was getting $400,000 or whatever offers. You haven't seen a coach up until Jay Norvell said, listen, these schools were offering Austin this, because it's reverting back to them, and then you think about Tampa and so forth and so on. So it'd be interesting. I thought it was always thought that was a pretty interesting take this weekend from him, Austin, considering that camp's about to open here pretty soon.
And you know, it's not news to Chris Klieman, but you wonder if it was him that extended the offer, or if it was Colin Klein, the OC, yeah, or someone in recruiting, because people aren't going to dig into, hey, who maybe placed the offer.
Well, that's the
everyone
throwback.
Knows, but that's exactly what Kansas State can say. Was if Klieman's asked about it at Big 12 media days, that's, I don't know, I didn't do that.
Yeah,
which is another problem, right? The Pat Fitzgerald thing. If you don't know what's going on in your program, who you're sending out, you know, maybe don't have them in your program.
Well, that part, like having control, but also to find out whether somebody wants to be accountable or do they work from plausible deniability, and it's usually one of the two.
Yeah.
Always one of the two.
You know what's crazy is that, you know, somebody, say you have an assistant coach out there reckless, right? And we just talked about this in the crossover strict about Oregon DP having unlimited NIL. Just because you have unlimited NIL, I'm going to judge you how you spend my money. Now, as assistant coach, if you're out there offering a kid that we're not equipped, which we saw in Florida, we're not equipped to pay, well, then now I got it. Where'd you come up with the number? Because that was not A and B conversation. That was just B. So now we got to see you up out of there. So there's a lot of things that could, you know, obviously dominoes that could come out of it. I just was not taken back. I was surprised that Jay Norvell put a name with the price tag.
There's always one person who can sign the dotted line. When it comes to money being spent for NIL or for coaching positions, there's one person in every program who is the only person who can authorize an amount and then sign for the amount.
Yeah.
That is across the board. So that person is having a really interesting Monday.
Yeah. There's some...
Because if he said it and it didn't come from the dude, guess what? You out the door anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously, you know, you could say, oh, the kid was lying, this and this, he heard wrong. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. And now we're up against the clock. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll dive into a little bit more of the state of college football, because I think it's going to change. I want to ask you guys, how college football will change by the end of this football season. I think there's going to be more dominoes that are going to come off of this. You still got the Pac-12, you know, having their old teams being able to be tied to their bowl games. Will that affect in the future the college football playoffs and where they're held and who gets in, so forth and so on, expansion, NIL, all that stuff. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.